I'm Ross Reynolds. The record is in the groove. In this hour, how Seattle saved the Pike Place Market and sparked preservation efforts around the world, plus the news quiz. But first, yesterday, a November general election ballot should have been delivered to your mailbox if you're a registered voter. We spoke to one Washingtonian who's certain to vote this year. His name is Jay Inslee. He's the governor of Washington. Governor Inslee gave KUOW's Marcy Silman the lowdown on how he's voting this year.
Well, I plan on voting for, and I hope all Washingtonians will, the common sense measure to try to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and out of those who should not have guns in the first place, and that's 594, that basically will close a huge loophole in our law that weakens our ability to keep guns out of the hands of criminals. And I think it is a very common sense measure. It just makes no sense to have a general law that we do not allow convicted felons to buy guns in this state for very good reasons, and then leave this gaping barn door hole in the protection for citizens by having this loophole for gun shows or unregistered sales. That just makes no sense to me, and I hope voters, and I believe voters will, close this loophole that does create additional dangers. And you know, the only argument I've heard against it is it doesn't solve all of our problems. Well, there's very few things that solve all of our problems. But when you got a giant hole in your safety net that's protecting our children and our neighbors and ourselves, you close it. And that's what this initiative does.
So, Governor, if the voters do not approve Initiative 594, what kind of gun control measure might you put forward out of your office?
Well, last year I urged the legislators to pass essentially the same thing that would have protected our kids and our neighbors against felons getting firearms. So I've already tried to pass this through the legislature. The legislature failed to do so, so this went to the ballot and the people can do it. I don't think it'll come to that. I think people are going to vote for this because gun owners, responsible gun owners, those who have guns for hunting, those who have them for self-protection, all of those things are respected in this measure. The only people who really would have a reason to vote against this are gang felon members who want to sell and buy guns when they're felons and otherwise can't get them. And that's a pretty small group of people. So, you know, hunters, those who enjoy guns for collecting or self-protection, they can vote for this, and I believe will in large numbers because it's just a common sense thing to do.
Governor Inslee, another statewide measure advocates lowering class sizes in K-12 schools. Do you support that measure?
Well, I certainly support trying to reduce class sizes and have for a long, long period of time. And I think particularly in the lower grades, I think that there's really good evidence in the lower grades that reducing class size has a measurable objective success. And we are doing that already in our existing system of improving education. We intend to lower class sizes by making this investment in the McCleary decision, particularly in the lower grades. But I have to be candid, and I think it's important for people to understand that if this measure would pass, it would take several billion dollars, with a B, several billion dollars to finance it. It's very difficult for me to see how legislators would accomplish that. I am, in my first priority, dedicated to improving our kids' education by lowering class size in the early grades, putting dollars into early child education, improving STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and improving our graduation rates. And all of those are already required under this Supreme Court decision that, as you know, has required the state to invest several billion dollars already to in fact, make those improvements in our kids' education. I think that's the first priority. And it's what I'm focused on.
Washington Governor Jay Inslee, what you heard at the end there probably didn't sound like much of an answer. That's because it wasn't. We asked the governor's press secretary to clarify, will he or will he not vote for smaller class sizes on that initiative? The reply was he supports the policy goals, but there are some really tough questions about the financing side. And that's what we call a perfect punt. More of Marcy Silman's conversation with Governor Inslee next week on The Record. This is KUOW.